A man caught speeding in Seattle a few years ago was asked by the cop if he had any weapons on him. The man said he had a kitchen knife in his right front pocket. He was eventually found guilty of violating the city's ordinance against carrying a dangerous knife. The man appealed, saying having a knife on you should be protected as part of your constitutional right to bear arms. More on the story from KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle.
If you're wondering why the city of Seattle doesn't allow you to carry a knife, Assistant City Attorney Richard Green says it's pretty simple.
If you eliminate the availability of knives, people carrying them in public, you're going to reduce the amount of violent crime that results from the use of those knives.
The law specifically bans the carrying of knives with fixed blades longer than 3.5 inches. But Wayne Evans, he's the man who had the kitchen knife in his pocket, argued the law violates both the Washington state and U.S. constitutions. He lost at the state appeals court level. That court ruled, according to Assistant City Attorney Green, that
even the constitutional right to bear arms, whether it's under the state constitution or the federal constitution, is always subject to reasonable regulations.
Despite the outcome in this instance, though, the case highlights a growing national movement, a movement Doug Ritter, who lives in Arizona, is largely responsible for.
I'm the founder and chairman of Knife Rights.
Did you get that? Knife Rights. The organization is actually called Knife Rights, Inc., and there are similarities between this organization and groups that advocate for gun rights.
We believe knife rights is the second front in the defense of our Second Amendment.
Not surprisingly, Ritter finds Seattle's knife ordinance,
it's nonsense.
He says criminals are going to find a way to commit violent crimes, whether it's with a kitchen knife, a hammer, a crowbar, or a bat.
Those are all weapons that have been used to commit violence. But their existence in somebody's hands doesn't make anyone a violent person.
Since its founding in 2006, Ritter's organization has been remarkably successful in overturning or loosening state laws regarding knife bans, often with the help of knife manufacturers. One of the main goals is overturning the bans on switchblades. Those laws were put in place in the 1950s after Hollywood movies and plays like West Side Story seemed to glamorize their use.
Easy action.
The Federal Switchblade Act was passed in 1958. Getting rid of that, Ritter says, would be the ultimate win for the knife rights movement. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.